enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM main news at 12 hours. Today, Wednesday, the 20th of August, 2025, with a real few of 25 degrees Celsius. It's 23 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon. The headlines. ZCLU demands arrests in Enoch Simfukwe murder case. ECZ begins staff orientation ahead of the 2025 mass voter registration. And U.S. strikes deportation deals with Honduras and Uganda.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us on other news in detail. The Zambian Civil Liberties Union has called for the immediate arrest of all individuals directly involved in the torture and killing of Enoch Simfukwe without exception. ZCLU Acting Deputy Executive Director Derek Chekwe has condemned the brutal killing of Mr. Simfukwe, which occurred in Chisamba at a farm reportedly owned by Maria Zalomis and her partner Nathael Batram. Mr. Chekwe has stated that not only the perpetrators but also accomplices, enablers and anyone who aided or abetted the crime, including the farm owners, must be held accountable. He has stressed the need for a transparent, impartial and credible investigation, warning that the case must not be treated differently due to the social standing or public profiles of those implicated.
If the police fail to act, they are telling communities that mob justice is acceptable. That is a recipe for lawlessness. Both Zambians rot in detention for petty crimes. Let the powerful walk free after murder. This is not the justice system our people deserve. Profiles must not matter. Whether rich or poor, farm owner or farm worker, every Zambian must face the law equally. We demand the arrest of all perpetrators and accomplices without fear, favor or selective justice.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia has embarked on provincial staff orientations in preparation for the mass voter registration exercise scheduled from 13th October to 11th November 2025 ahead of the 2026 general election. Speaking during the Lusaka orientation, ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro said the exercise aims to align registration officers, finance, human resource, procurement and voter education staff on their roles and deployment plans across all 116 districts. He has noted that voter registration will cover all 156 constituencies, supported by an online pre-registration portal from 15th September to 3rd November.
Article 46 of the Constitution of Zambia provides for all eligible citizens to register as voters. In addition, the Electoral Process Act No. 35 of 2016 requires the Commission to conduct the registration of voters, with Section 7 mandating continuous voter registration. In fulfillment of this mandate, the Commission commenced continuous registration of voters on 1st June 2022, beginning with 10 provincial headquarters and later extended to other districts. To date, registration centers have been established across the country.
Meanwhile, Lusaka City Council Acting District Registration Officer Eugenia Nalenji says public sensitization is vital to empower first-time voters and ensure no eligible citizen is left behind.
You agree with me that sensitization is the backbone of this process because it empowers citizens with knowledge. It promotes greater participation by ensuring that every eligible Zambian, particularly first-time voters, understand the requirements and deadlines for registration. Sensitization also enables us to reach out to marginalized communities, very urban areas, and vulnerable groups who might otherwise be excluded. It also prevents apathy, builds trust in the system, and ensures inclusivity so that no eligible voter is left behind.
Now, the government has reaffirmed its commitment to supporting the growth and development of capital markets as a key pillar for sustainable economic growth. Speaking at the launch of the Zambia Capital Markets Conference and Awards scheduled for 2nd to 3rd October 2025, Minister of Finance and National Planning Acting Director of Economic Management, Akapelwa Imuko, said the government is advancing reforms aimed at enhancing market integrity, protecting investors and driving economic growth. Mr. Imuko has highlighted the critical role capital markets play in modern economies, particularly in providing long-term financing solutions for companies and fostering private sector development.
You agree with
the Ministry of Finance and National Planning, together with our regulators, we remain very firmly committed to supporting the growth of the capital markets in Zambia. We are advancing reforms to strengthen integrity, protect investors, reduce the cost of doing business, and many more other initiatives. The conference will be more than an event. It will be an example of what we can do together, government, regulators, the private sector, and investors, when we work together in a common purpose.
Meanwhile, Lusaka Securities Exchange Chief Executive Officer Nicholas Carasso said the upcoming conference will serve as a premium platform for dialogue, collaboration and addressing the key challenges facing Zambia's capital markets.
The Zambia Capital Markets Conference, which will be held in October, will serve as a capital markets premium platform for dialogue, knowledge sharing, as well as collaboration. It will provide a space where we can examine the opportunities and challenges facing our market, explore innovative solutions, and chart the forward-looking agenda for economic transformation and also for economic development. From discussions on investment climate reforms, digitalizing sustainable finance, to strengthening SME participation, this conference promises to equip participants with insights that will inspire action.
And Securities and Exchange Commission Chief Executive Officer Philip Chitalu has reiterated the Commission's commitment to maintaining a transparent and efficient regulatory environment that fosters investor confidence and market integrity. In more news, this afternoon, Zambia and Qatar have signed a binding execution agreement following a memorandum of understanding signed on Monday covering 11 areas of cooperation valued at $19 billion. The signing ceremony between Al Mansour Holdings of Qatar and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation was also attended by senior government officials, among them the Solicitor General, Marshall Mujende, and Al Mansour Holdings senior management. Speaking on the sidelines of the signing ceremony in Lusaka, Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Mulambo Haimbe, says the signing of the MOU and the agreement are a culmination of the government's engagements with foreign entities.
We have always spoken about this. His Excellency the President has always mentioned that for us, we have two pillars for our foreign policy: economic diplomacy for development. And what is that development? It is your and my welfare as the people of Zambia. Many times we have asked the question why we have these foreign engagements. Today, we are seeing, over the last 2 days actually, we're seeing a culmination of the engagement that we have had as the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and of course with other line ministries, with our partners from outside the country. We're looking at a phenomenal investment in our country, in our people, coming from our colleagues from the Al Mansour Group, the state of Qatar.
And Al Mansour Holdings chairperson Nadel Amache says the MOUs and the binding execution agreement signed symbolizes the two countries' good relations, stating that more is yet to come.
Well, this historical signing agreement actually is the start of a very good relationship between the two countries, especially between Al Mansour Holding and Zambia. We have shared very good vision for both countries, and this is the start that will never end. We have actually discussed with both teams how we start, and at the moment we discuss an immediate start between the two countries.
Meanwhile, Al Mansour Holdings Chief Executive Officer Bradley Lee has described the trip to Zambia as historical, stating that more development undertakings will be exchanged during the course of work.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The government has announced modalities to facilitate the smooth export of maize and millet meal, with the program to be reviewed on a monthly basis. According to a cabinet memo issued by Secretary